VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi everyone, welcome back to today's Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host, Victoria. Let's talk about TOEFL. So, how do you get high scores in the most difficult part for some people? Speaking. TOEFL, I have to say that even for me, with the timer counting down and the test pressure, my mind goes blank sometimes when I was doing the TOEFL mock tests. So, taking any tests requires 1. High concentration. You have to block out all of the rest of the noise without any noise cancellation earphones, right? 2. Multitasking. You need to listen while you take notes while thinking about how to respond later. And last but not least, 3rdly, muscle memory. When I say muscle memory, it's like applying all the practices that you've done before onto your tests. Going through the test like a pro, just because you have done so many mock tests already, you're like, yeah, I know this is A, B, A, B, C. I'll share one of my main reasons I got a full score on speaking at the end of the show. Feel free to stay tuned to learn from me, and feel free to watch the video about how to improve your TOEFL speaking results. Now, let's hear one of their suggestions. So, practice speaking English quickly. Listen to podcasts in English and try speaking along as you listen. Don't worry if you don't understand everything. Just try to match the pace. 好的，那这句话的中文的意思大概是练习讲英文讲得更快，收听英文播客就是 podcast， 试着跟上讲者的速度，听不懂全部的内容也没关系，试着跟上速度即可。好，那我们再念一遍，那记得有一些连音的地方可以注意一下，就是 practice speaking 这边可以把这两个字连起来，变成 practice speaking。Practice speaking， 然后还有 in English 这边可能要强调一下语气 in， 然后 English 它的重音要加重一点，因为它们两个音太接近了。Okay, now let's read that one more time. So practice speaking English quickly. Listen to podcasts in English and try speaking along as you listen. Don't worry if you don't understand everything. Just try to match the pace.Okay, let's go to our vocabulary section number 1. It is an A1 word. It is practice. 是个动词，它就是练习的意思嘛，非常的简单。那我今天要教你们的是 in practice. In practice 的中文其实是实际上的意思。Okay, 那这是我的 sentence. I was expecting our plan to go in a disaster, but in practice, it went A-okay.我预期我们的计划会很糟糕，但实际上一切都妥妥的。Okay, so A-OK is actually an adjective, a more intensive word form of the English term OK. Yes, let's go to number 2, which is listen. Listen 也是个动词， to give attention to someone or something in order to hear him. 就是听倾听的意思。But what is the difference between listen and hear? Does anyone know?Okay, so this is my comparison. I like listening to pop songs when I work out versus hear. I heard this song on Spotify before. So as you can see, listen is when you actively choose to listen to something. Whereas hear, you're more of a receiver of the sound, okay? So listen 就是我是想去选择去听什么什么的时候，是你主动的去听。然后 hear 的话是有点被动的，你是接收这个声音的接收者。 OK, let's move on to number 3, which is match the pace. 首先我们先来看 match, 它其实是 match up, 是个 phrasal verb, to be the same or similar to something, 相一致或接近一致的。那讲者省略掉了 up, 你会发现其实也行得通，像是 listen up, 听好了，那跟单讲 listen 也是可以传达听我说的意思是一样的。 This is my sentence. JJ really has a high pitch in his songs, Not many male singers can match up with him. 林俊杰的歌都很高音，少数男歌手可以跟他一样。Or you can say, he's no match to you. 他不是你的对手 because you're so much better. 好，那我们现在进入到 pace 这个单字。Pace 其实是个名词，它是步调、速度跟节奏的意思。但是呢，我接下来的这个 sentence 会把它故意用成形容词，那就听听看咯。I'm very used to a slow-paced lifestyle since I've lived in the countryside for 5 years. 因为我在乡村生活了5年，我很适应慢步调的生活。So I changed it into an adjective by adding slow-paced. Okay, slow-paced 就是慢步调。Alright, folks, and that's all for today. Thanks for listening until the end. Here comes my tip for how to get high scores on TOEFL's speaking section. First, you really have to intentionally practice not having lots of ums and ehs whenever you speak. Do you really need to speak very fast? In my opinion, no. So just make sure that your ideas are clear,well-structured and using transition words. First, second, third, like how I did it at the beginning of my podcast. This would allow your audience, or in this case, the judges, to easily follow your answers. Lastly, does pronunciation really matter? Yes and no. Yes, it matters if it would change the word's meaning.No, since the judges would only care about your content instead of your pronunciation or intonations. I hope this helps. If you guys have any other TOEFL tips, feel free to leave us a comment. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye!